Lecture 4, The Long Twilight.
Hello and welcome back to our series of lectures on ancient Greek civilization. In this, the fourth lecture, we're going to look once again at the end of the Bronze Age. You'll remember that in our last lecture, I was making the point that we probably know more about the end of the Bronze Age than the Greeks did themselves. And I was trying to emphasize the importance of this to the Greeks in that it released them, as it were, from the dead hand of the past to use their memories and their myths and their poems to create not a Bronze Age, but rather a Golden Age. We'll talk a little bit more about the importance of epic poetry in particular in the creation of this heroic memory of the past later on. But before we proceed any further, we have to deal with some nuts and bolts. Quite simply, what happened at the end of the Bronze Age? How is it that there is such a dramatic difference between the cultures of the Bronze Age in Crete and on the mainland, and then the subsequent Iron Age cultures of Greece, leading into the Archaic and eventually the Classical period? There was, quite simply, a massive destruction. There was a dramatic end to the Bronze Age. But the reasons for this, the causes for this, and the exact nature of this catastrophe at the end of the Bronze Age remains one of the most vexed issues in Greek archaeology. It's excited debate now for at least 100 years, and what I want to do for much of the lecture today is to talk about some of the theories that have been offered for the end of Bronze Age culture, the collapse of the Bronze Age in Greece. Now, by far the most dramatic explanation that has ever been offered, and one that remains romantically powerful in people's imaginations, is the notion that the Bronze Age ended because of volcanic destruction. This is in particular can be used to explain the collapse of Cretan power, it is often supposed. And we have to admit that the evidence here is powerful and it is, in some respects, quite overwhelming, quite literally in the case of the island of Thera. If you sail today into the island of Thera, you will find that your boat will not pull up at a beach or at a jetty or at a port as in any other island of the Aegean or the Mediterranean. Because, in fact, what you will be sailing into is the caldera, the cauldron of an exploded volcano. Thera lies about 200 miles northeast of Crete. It was clearly wiped out in one single massive volcanic eruption, and it has sometimes been suggested that this eruption not only wiped out Thera, but also wiped out Cretan culture as well. The story of the finding of Thera is in itself fascinating. The story here really depends upon the construction of the Suez Canal. The Suez Canal required for its construction hydraulic cement, and hydraulic cement requires for its manufacturing a certain type of volcanic stone. One source of this is in southern Italy, another source was the island of Thera, and it was in the process of literally skimming off foot after foot of this volcanic ash and stone that engineers came down on top of a Bronze Age town that had been buried thousands of years ago, an extraordinarily dramatic discovery. And it was that overburden of material that had blown up from the volcano and rained down, burying the city the town of Thera, that led people to suggest that this dramatic explosion had wiped out not only this Cretan colony or this Cretan-influenced town in the Aegean, but that its effects had been felt down on Crete itself. So, for example, Spyridon Marinatos, a very fine excavator, Greek excavator of earlier this century, pointed to a site on the northern coast of Crete at Tilissos, where he was able to show large orthostat stones that had been sucked out of position and pulled back again in the other direction. So he said, by the effects of a huge tidal wave generated by the volcanic eruption, lacerating the coast of Crete and then sucking people and goods and property back out to sea as it left.